So, Jennifer, what's going on? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. And how about yourself?
I am lovely. I am absolutely lovely. So I take it you're kind of chilling out at home, getting
Yeah, I'm hiding in my bedroom.
Yeah, we had when we were chatting before, there were the kids in the background. So it sounds like you got the duct tape and the roll of quarters worked the way we would hope it. Good.
Exactly.
Perfect. That's what needs to happen sometimes. So, yeah, I wanted to. You've just put out Birth of Jaden.
Yeah, the birth of Jaden.
Excellent, excellent. And yeah, I wanted to kind of break down some of the stuff and kind of get the big story behind, like, who you are and about the book and, the series and what got you and all that kind of stuff. So, the number one question that I've been getting from everybody on the page, obviously, is, because being a writer is a very weird vocation. I mean, I guess you could say. So, like, what made you decide to become a writer?
I have always known that I don't ever remember not wanting to be a writer. And so like when I was in grade school, I would write. I didn't write books then, but I wrote stories and poems and things like that, but ever since grade school. So I don't really ever remember not wanting to do this.
That's very cool. And so it's yeah, I like that I'm kind of the same way I think of a lot of things. I think a lot of people are when it comes down to that. It's like you just know. So it's not really
Yeah.
something you can choose. It's like, I think I'll wake up today and become a novelist.
Well, I tried to do, I've tried, because I've always known, I've always researched the industry and stuff like that, and I've always known that you can't, most people don't make a living doing this. And so I've tried to do other stuff, and it always just fell back to this is what I love to do. And the people that get to do what they love to do as a career is pretty rare. But and I'm far from having a career at it yet, but yeah, I've tried to do other stuff and that just never really worked out. So I just one day decided when I was finishing The Birth of Jaden, I was several chapters away from being done and I said, "You know what? I'm just going to do this." And I decided to launch it
Oh, that's very
and we had
cool.
a book.
I love it. Actually, when we were talking earlier, I wanted to talk a little bit about like when that thing first came out. Like it's you were saying you kind of became like this local celebrity. How was that for you?
Yeah, we have a really small town, and it was really heavily promoted in the newspapers, and we put up flyers for the launch party, and I went to like every business in town to see if they wanted to carry my book and to see if they wanted to do a book signing or, and some of them just bought a book if they didn't want to do that. And so
Just to
now
get the kind of thing, it's like, please get her out of my store,
Yeah,
you
so now I go to town, and people are like, "Oh, how's the book doing?" And I don't, I mean, it's so sad because, I mean, even though we live in a small town, I don't know everybody,
Right.
but they all know who I am. And I don't know a lot of the people that talk to me.
That's hilarious. So you basically kind of like over the course of a week or two then kind of became like the local Stephen King. Or Stephanie
Yeah.
Meyer, more specifically.
Well, that's what a lot of people they say, "Oh, what if you're going to be like the next Twilight? We better buy one and get it, get it autographed because if you get really famous, then we want to have this, And
You should ride that pony, definitely. You can do it.
I wish.
No, that's hilarious. I love it. So, what kind of stuff are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm actually reading a book that hasn't been released yet for I have a book review blog. And so I'm reading The Rising Moon by Nilsa Rodriguez, and it's going to be released September 12th. So, yeah, look for that. But she's doing a blog tour, so I'm reading that, and I'm reading Anne Rice, Angel Time.
Very cool.
So,
Very.
yeah.
So, do you have any plans to do a blog tour? I like this. By the way, I like the sound of that because I talked to, now that I've done this the site and whatnot, I've been speaking to just a ridiculous amount of authors, and they all say book tour, but now it's blog tour. So it's like you don't have to get up from your seat, you don't need to wear clothes, you can just sit back and. Is that how it works?
Yeah, to a point. I am very, the internet thing can only go so far. And I think as an author, you have to put yourself out there. And And so I do have plans later on to try to do, I want to work my way from like here to California and do like a regular book tour. And you can do that yourself. You can go out there and say, hey, you know, can I come in here and do a signing? But, sorry, I'm running.
And the children have broken free.
Yeah. But with the blog tour, I do have plans to do a blog tour, and I'm organizing my own. So it just takes a lot of planning and stuff, but it hits a lot of people, the internet thing. The blog tours for the books, they really hit a lot of people. Their book bloggers are angels.
Nice.
They talk about your books, and people see that, and they do it all on their own free time. They're not paid to do it. They do it because they love to, and it does nothing but help us as authors. So
Right.
they're, yeah, love to the book bloggers.
Awesome. No, actually, that's good to know because a lot of the readers that I have are, you know, are authors and whatnot. So this is not just about, you know, the book itself, but also the life of being an author. I think this is going to
Yeah.
be really useful to a large swath of humanity because a lot of the questions that were being asked are like, you know, what, where do you get your inspiration and stuff, which we'll get to. So don't
Yeah.
worry about it. But no, that's really cool. That's cool. So the blog tour, that's a definitely an interesting idea. Awesome. So let's just a little bit about the actual book, like Birth of Jaden. What was your favorite part about like writing the whole thing?
My favorite part about writing The Birth of Jaden was it turned out to be writing the bad guy, which actually turned out to be Malcolm, who's evil. His wife is even worse. So her name's Levine, and I just loved writing her because I've never gotten to just let loose like that and just write something so awful. And she's just so horrible. And it was really fun to create her, and she evolved herself into something I did not expect out of
Interesting.
that book. So,
Very cool. I like it. It sounds
yeah,
cool.
she was fun.
So what was the hardest part about the whole thing?
I think because my book has so many characters that it follows, there's like eight main characters, and I
Fairly
had to,
dense.
yeah, I had to tie all those in together without, you know, and still have the story flow very nicely. So I had to follow the main character, but then tie in all these other storylines together because they're all so important, I couldn't have left them out. And that was, I think, the hardest part for me is this is going on here, while this is going on here, and this is going on here. So how am I going to explain all this with, you know, with the story still being flowing the way that it's supposed to?
Right. Now, okay. Now, because you brought up that convoluted web of humanity that you've written into this book, I've got to ask, how did you, okay, when you sat down to write this, was this something that you had, did you plan it or did it happen organically and then you sort of like scrambled to put it back together? Like, how, what's your process?
The way that I work is, like I get this idea or a picture in my head, just this flash of something, and then I roll that around for a little while, and I might write a page or two. Like The Birth of Jaden originally started as one page, and I'm going to be completely honest with everybody here. Everybody asked me how long it took me to write this, and we're borderlining 10 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I have five kids, and I've just had life in the way. I've tried to go to college. I've worked several times. I got married. My husband's in the military, so we've moved around. You know, so I mean, it was just never something. I never thought it would actually be a book, even though that I've always written, and you know, I wrote other stuff in between. But this process started from one. I had this idea of a vampire finding a baby. And what did he do with this baby? What's the background story of the baby? So I rolled all that around in my head, and eventually it just happened by itself, you know, and I don't do outlines, I don't do much like that. It just kind of worked itself out as I wrote.
Very cool. Well, that's definitely, and so I know this is part of like a series, so it's how I'm going to take a shot in the dark then that it's probably not going to take another 10 years to get the next one
No,
done.
I'm
Okay.
I it's been oh, let's say I'm about half done, and it's only been since April since this The Birth of Jaden was released.
Okay.
So it's going much faster.
Well, how about that? I like it.
And I
Now, is
think
it
it's
easier
mostly
now that
just
you have like the overall storyline down in your head? Is it easier to
Yes,
kind of pull
and
through?
that was the biggest thing is like where is all this going? Where are these characters going? And now I have the whole entire thing for the whole series like in my head what's going to happen, you know, because I write like I'm watching a movie. So I have like a movie in my head and then I just write it down.
Interesting.
So
No, it totally works. So, what's kind of like the overall idea behind the book? Like, what's you don't have to, please don't give anything away because I want people to like, run
Oh, I
off
won't
and
give anything away.
grab a copy. I mean, because that's just super cool. But yeah, what's the deal? Give me the synopsis.
Okay, well, this vampire, Alex, he finds a baby in a trash can or a dumpster. Anyway, and he it ends up that he this baby is like a really powerful witch. She's prophesied. Like they've been, and Alex, he's a Christian vampire. He believes in God. So the whole thing sort of revolves. There's a lot of religion involved. So he has to, God wants him to keep this baby safe because she could be the end of the world for everybody if the bad guys get a hold of her and raise her to be evil. So basically, Alex and the Great Council, who is the Great Council is witches, warlocks, angels, dark angels, and the vampires. They all work together, and later on, some vampire slayers team up with them also. And they all have to work together to fight the bad guys. The bad guys maybe might kidnap the baby. And so they have to do, there's a lot of action fighting. I love to write battle scenes and things like that. So there's a lot of action, and so they have to fight the bad guys to get this baby back. And then there's a lot of stories intertwined in there for the characters and what they're going through and everything. Like Alex's best friend is his guardian angel, who when he died, when he became a vampire, he was able to see her. So they both sit on the Great Council. And the Great Council like makes the rules for the supernatural, and like they have to enforce the laws and stuff like that. They're like a government.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You're right, that sounds extremely intense. I could see
Yeah.
where that would take a little while to sort of sort everything out.
Yeah, well, biggest thing was like what is the main storyline? Like I knew whatever what I wanted to happen, but why is this baby so important? You
Right.
know, that was how what was the biggest thing, and so there's like keys in each. I always say she's the key to the fate of the world is what I always say for her, and literally she is a key. So we'll leave you with that.
Well, come on now, you got to tell us everything. No, I'm kidding. That's cool. So, how many books are going to be in the series? Is it a
I'm
trilogy?
looking at three.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe four if I decide on one later.
I like it. So the third one will be due out like 2060.
Yeah.
I'm
Gosh,
kidding.
I hope
Yeah. So no,
not.
it sounds like you're actually now, you just released this one, then another one probably in what, 6 to 8 months, and then another one a little bit after that.
Right. Well, I decided to just once I decided to buckle down and say this is what I'm gonna do, because I tried like doing freelance article writing for a while and I wasn't making any money doing anything, so I figured, well, I might as well just write what I want then. So, once I decided to, this is my job, and this is what I do, I'm making much more progress.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the whole thing. And I mean, I really like what you're talking about with like, life kind of happens. Because I think that anybody who's trying, I mean, authorship aside, I think trying to do anything that can really be a huge problem. And it's like, you just need to, especially now that there's kids involved and like,
Yeah.
then
Well,
it
and
you have to do.
a lot of people, you know, that I they have like, you know, two kids and they have a job and they still manage to get like a whole book written in, you know, really short time, but I just There's so much to do when you have five children and plus, housework and a husband and things like that. Plus, I'm by myself with the five kids a lot of the time. So, life really does. I can't imagine having to like work an extra job and still write books like a lot of people do. That just amazes me.
Right. No, it sounds absolutely insane. So, I mean, out of all of this, because I mean, it's so hectic, like, what's your favorite part of just being an author?
I like being able to just go anywhere. Like I can go to the beach with my kids and work. I can watch my kids and take a notebook with me and write. I can do it anytime, anywhere, and I can take it with me, and that's the best thing. Like my husband has to wait for like time off at his job to go on a vacation, but I can take it with me. So I like that. I mean,
Awesome.
that has its downfalls too, but
Right, like when you're working, when you shouldn't
yeah.
be, kind of thing. Yeah. No, I know that. I understand. I know the feeling being a self-employed person. I can definitely relate to that. It's like, wow. Well, it's true what they say. It's like, you work 8 to 10 times, harder than like probably, regular employed people, but you do it because you love it.
Oh yeah. I mean, and just even, like the social networking, it's fun, but it's very time consuming to, and my husband's at first when we first started, when I first started with the whole social networking thing, he's like, "Wow, look at all your friends." And I'm like, "It's work. I'm doing this for work." And he was like, "Yeah, right."
Right.
But it's really time consuming because you can't just go on there and be like, "Here's my stuff, here's my stuff, here's my stuff, here's my stuff." You have to socially interact. That's why, you can't
Isn't
just
that a pain?
advertise. And well, no, it's not a pain. It's fun, but it's time consuming. It does take up a
Right.
lot of time because I have to, I want to comment back to everybody that comments to me, and I want to do everything. So I'm trying to keep up my book review blog and trying to keep up with the social networking and the writing, and so I'm on the computer a lot.
Totally. No, that's absolutely completely true. It's really funny because my wife has looked at a lot of the stuff that I do in the same manner. She's like, "Well, what the heck is all this stuff you're doing?" It's like, "You're out there playing." Like even before we got married, because part of my job was to, basically travel around a lot of places, doing what you were saying, working off of a laptop.
Right.
Like, "Your job is too fun. You can't be traveling like that all the time." I'm like, "Actually, this is, and we had that conversation. I think I was in Mexico at the time at a pool, and we were on Skype talking to each other, and that was the conversation. She's like, "I cannot believe you're working," because she sees me in the video.
All hanging out by the pool with
Yeah,
your like
absolutely. It
your
was
tequila
hilarious.
shots and
Yeah, it was hilarious. People coming by, "Hey, want another shot?" Sure, why not? But no, so how do you like, how does your husband, how do you guys work that kind of thing out? I mean, I think that's probably a relevant question, is
My
how are you guys?
husband is like, he's so supportive of my writing, all our whole marriage. And a lot of the time I get really stressed out. I'm like, I gotta do this and I gotta do that and and so, I don't take time out a lot of time when he's home to do the writing. But if I had, so I stay up late into the night when after everybody's gone to bed. But now that the book is released and everything, and I'm taking it more seriously as a job, he said, I can have time to do like office hours to have time to write because he'll have three and 4 days off at a time, so I can take that time to do like office hours away from the kids and have a little bit of time. But before it was just kind of like, I'm writing, go away, or I'd have to stay up into the night, like I said. So, but he's very supportive with the whole thing.
Well, that's excellent. Awesome. So what do you do, and I'm assuming you don't have a lot of this, but what do you do with your free time?
yeah, like you said, what free time?
Just I had to ask,
Yeah, well, mostly I read, or pretty much the only TV show I watch right now is True Blood. And because the other ones have gone off season, I was watching Game of Thrones for a little while, the first season of that and the first season of Camelot. So I do like to watch TV, but I don't do a lot of it. We watch cartoons most of the day. And I'm one of those people, I don't like to just sit and do one thing. Like, I can't just sit and watch TV, so I have to like I can crochet stuff, like scarves and stuff. So I like to do stuff like that. But
Well, that's cool.
yeah.
Basically, keep busy even when you're not keeping busy.
Yeah, there's oh, boredom is not a word for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I can tell. Well, here's a question that some of the fans were asking, and that is, when sitting down to write a novel, whether it's the vampire or something else, what's the actual first step that you take?
Chapter one.
All
That's
right then.
I usually just write chapter one, and that's when I actually sit down to write it, because usually it's rolling around in my head a little bit before I actually start writing it. So I already have like almost a character, I usually have a character developed that I want to follow, and just see where it goes. I just write, and usually it's far different from what I've wanted to, the original thing that I wanted to write about. Usually it evolves into something else, but usually I just write chapter one and start
Sure.
writing.
Now, do you do your own editing also?
No. No. Writers, the best thing that you can do is get people, if you can't afford to get an editor or you don't know somebody who can do it for you, get people to critique your work. Get people several sets of eyes. I'm the worst editor in the world. I just tell stories. But yeah, editing is very important, and I hire editors to do it for me.
Sure.
So it's very important.
Oh, totally. Well, here's another one that I think is actually kind of important, is the with all the vampire legends and whatnot already out there, the wooden stake, the burning of the sun, the immortality, and all that. How do you keep your characters original?
I think mostly you just need to really give them like a personality that's original. But for me, what I did with Jaden, his originality, my vampire's originality, is the religion that runs around it. We don't quite see too many of those. And I mean, he's got all, like, they can die with the wooden stake to the heart, and they will burn up if they spend too long in the sun. I kind of try to stick with the original vampire stuff, like, nothing against anything, but I don't have any like new stuff like sparkling. I know we just talked, I just listened to Willow's interview, so you guys were talking about that, but they definitely, I tried to stick to the original. He's, they have, they can read minds, and but I tried to give the whole book an originality.
Very cool. No, I like
Yeah.
that. So basically just going off of it's the individual personality, it sounds like, rather than the kind of character.
Right. Well, it's so hard. I mean, it's all been done. I mean, it's really hard to keep anything original these days, which is like you guys were talking with Willow about the Stephanie Meyer. She did do something original, and regardless if people love it or hate it, they know what it is, and it is original. So that is very admirable, to be able to do that, because I can't. I mean, I think it's all been done.
Well, now you can't do sparkling because that would
Yeah,
just
I
be
know.
wrong.
I
But it
know.
was interesting. Yeah, and she, and Willow's pointing out, that how Stephanie Meyer explained all that, which I clearly missed. I was just sort of like, wow, sparkly vampires. I'm not into it. So, but hey, to each their own. It was definitely interesting and cool in certain ways.
Yeah.
No, that's very cool. So, what if you could do, basically, if you could give any advice to new writers, what would it be?
For new writers, I wanted to research it, research the industry, research your genre, research what you're writing about, the actual craft and the business of writing. I mean, there's so many websites out there that give you advice on writing that help you. There are forums you can go to that will help critique your work, where you can get, interaction with people. Just research, research, research. Don't just write a first draft and like, I'm ready to send out query letters now. Go research a query letter. You really have to know what you're getting into to fight this fight, and because that's what it is. It's we're all out there helping each other. And believe me, the authors, I've met just some of the most wonderful, amazing people through all this social networking, and it's a gold mine, out there of people who are being discovered through their writing. But for the new writers, you definitely have to put in the research, and also, don't give up. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Because just stick it out, because there are mean people out there too. Along with the great people, there are mean ones too. And don't let anybody discourage you.
No, that's totally awesome. That's actually really good advice. So you basically, I guess the question I'm sort of searching for here is, you kind of equate this to a fight. Is that really like, describe like what it's like going out there as a new author, kind of getting exposure and that kind of thing.
Oh, it's a sea of at first, when you first write a book, if you haven't already been doing the research and been inside, like inside the game, you write this book and you're like, I'm gonna be famous now. I can't, we all have that dream. And then you get in there and you realize just how many people have that very same dream and how few make it. We look at people like you and I were discussing Amanda Hawking earlier. She is just, I mean, amazing. She went from self-publishing and, Kindle millionaire. And that doesn't happen to everybody, but if you read her stuff, like her blogs and stuff, she worked to do that. You know what I mean? She went out there and she, like, I emailed 100 book bloggers with book review requests. That's what I'm talking about, like a fight. You have to be proactive. You have to be out there doing something, and maybe you'll be the one that gets discovered, So there's, but along with the good fight, there is, everybody helps each other. All these authors that are out there, I've noticed, we all want the same thing, so we're helping each other to get it too. Like, the Facebook and Twitter social networking has been just, I've met some incredible people. They, they're like, hey, I'm gonna, I liked you. I'm gonna go promote your stuff over on this page. And you're like, cool, I'll do that for you, So everybody's been very, very helpful.
Awesome. Awesome. Well,
Yeah.
hopefully this interview can help out. I mean,
Oh, yeah.
as it seems, there's a couple of people reading my blog, so
Oh, yeah, I know. It's amazing, the
at
numbers.
least one or two. I mean,
Yeah, or 11,000.
well, it could be 13,000 by tomorrow, but hey, they're all robots. I mean, come on.
I know, right?
No, I was really surprised actually that there's such, it's what you're saying, like there's so many people out there that are really receptive. And totally willing to like help out. I think that, just the people on, the I Love Vampire Novels Facebook page and also the site, everyone's doing it because they're totally down to like, discover some cool new stuff. Because let's face it, I think the genre is suffering because of mainstream book publishers. That
Yeah.
I think what ha it becomes a lot like the radio that I no longer listen to because it's the same
Over
10
and
songs
over and
over
over
and
and
over and
again.
over. And yet, the minute you spend 5 seconds looking, and maybe, it's one of those things, maybe someone will read your book and they won't like it, but who cares? At least they're getting exposure to a new one. And it's
There's
like,
always
that's.
going to be somebody who doesn't like it. I
Oh,
mean,
absolutely.
that's another thing to tell new writers. Don't be discouraged because there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like it. You can't please all the people all the time.
Right,
And
exactly.
but yeah, there's the like you were talking about with the mainstream publishers. That's one thing I've really discovered about the whole self-publishing, the community of independents, the indie writers. I've my to-be read list is so long, it's unbelievable. There are so many books that look so interesting to me. And I never, unless I got into the self-publishing and the book blogging, I don't think I would have found them. And I am so glad that I did because I've found some amazing books
Oh, totally.
by indie writers. And I really think that the self-publishing thing is a way for people to really get their stuff out there because otherwise it would have never been known. And it's really nice to have them out there.
Indeed, totally. So it's working for you then.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love being able to, have control of my stuff and
Oh, absolutely. And not wait 3 years to have someone say, okay, maybe we'll take it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's, I don't know. I really debated the decision to self-publish was not made easily. It was very researched and very what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I didn't just jump into it and say I'm going to self-publish because I don't feel like, doing this other stuff and going through the hard work. It wasn't made gently.
Totally. Well, and I mean, and actually, Will, we didn't put this in the interview, but Will and I were talking about this, is that it's kind of a catch-22 with mainstream publishing, because the one thing that authors don't understand, and this is actually something that readers should understand also, is that what happens when an author gets published is that, and this is the same way for anyone's favorite band also, is that when they get picked up by someone in the mainstream, what basically is required of them is that they sign away the rights, like everything. Like basically, they've worked for years to create this work of art, and then they sign away all of their rights to it, and then this publisher decides within, I mean, a fair, the majority of scope, when it's going to be published, what it's going to look like. They, put an editor on the thing who in many ways says, well, this isn't, the mainstream won't like this. We're not going to sell as many books, so you're going to need to turn this main character into, a peach tree or something like that. And it's
Right.
like, wait a minute, this wasn't how it was. And so when what happens with the independent public, and then on top of that, you're going to get maybe, if you're lucky, like 15 cents a book.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone tries to live off of this advance that they get, which is usually just a pittance. And an author goes for years. It's the process for an unknown author to get a publisher to then get an advance so that they can finally eat again, maybe. If they've forgotten at this point what food tastes like. But it takes on average 3 years. Now, I have some friends who have published that it took them, I think it was 3 months, but there was a completely different set of circumstances involved. And so that's the exception rather than the rule. And it's just really interesting, watching it, because it's like, oh, and then the concept of, I was reading John Locke's book, and he's talking about the stigma of like vanity press. And I'm like, wow, why? Like that, like it just, it, going to a mainstream publisher for any author, I honestly think is an act of suicide.
Well, that's why a lot of them, a lot of the, like, I was reading, like, Amanda Hawkins' blog again, and she says she did it. She's just putting one series in, to the publisher, but she just wanted to see what they would do. And for her, like, I guess she, with hiring editors and stuff, it would have professional editing. So there are, like, some
Oh,
good
yeah. No,
things
as
about
from
it.
that perspective, absolutely. But she made it first on her
Yeah,
own. That's what
exactly.
changed.
Like she could probably make more money doing it on her own than through the mainstream publishers with the way her
Exactly.
stuff sells.
Yeah, and that's something to keep in, that people should be aware of, is that, John Locke just signed with Simon and Schuster. I was reading this, but he was able to keep the digital rights.
Yeah.
So basically, all of his downloads he now gets to keep. And Amanda Hocking, they have all already done it. And so the big question in the publisher's mind is, will this book sell?
Right,
They've
exactly.
already answered that question with a resounding yes. And so that's why it's so much easier to go and do that then. In fact, in your case, if you hit certain numbers, that they'll start coming to you. It's like, hey, your book is selling. We would like to now publish you. And you're like, where were you 6 years ago, jerks?
Right, exactly. Well, and it's gonna, if that, like, I don't know, it would be such a hard decision to decide, if I was ever approached by a major publisher to, can you ever imagine saying no to that though?
Oh, of
You
course.
know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, if they were like, hey, we have all this money for you and, as an advance, and we're going to publish your books and they're going to be available in stores, and I mean, oh my goodness, that's the dream right there,
It is the dream. And it's actually, and it's really funny because a lot of the authors that I've spoken to, that's what they want. But the key behind it all, it's like, I don't care if they put me in a physical store because those physical stores, for the most part, are going out of business. I want the marketing. I want a guarantee in writing that they're going to put at least seven figures behind the marketing of my book. Like, that's what I would want in writing. It's like, I don't care if you put me in Barnes and Noble. I'll take it or leave it all day. But if, like, I don't have, like, because you can put, and that's what happens to authors, is they're put into bookstores, but it's the big question about, like, the tree falling in the forest. If you're in a bookstore and no one was told you're there, will anyone buy? No, I don't think
Exactly.
so. And so you have to get out there. It's like it's the marketing behind the book that makes it work.
Well, and that's what, like we were talking about with when my book first launched, and I just started calling newspapers, and it's marketing. I mean, and people know that it's out there, whether they buy it or not, they know that it's there. And they can talk to people about, I went to the libraries and I donated books to the libraries, and I did what I could for marketing. I mean, I even went, because I don't, I can't afford to do a lot, but I printed flyers and I went and tacked them up all over town. So yeah, marketing is a very, very big deal.
Absolutely. And it also helps that you have a good book, so it's nice,
Yeah,
well written. We
that
should
helps.
probably I should probably throw that in for everyone who's, listening. But yeah, definitely well written and all that great stuff. So,
Yes.
anything that you want to leave folks with? I mean, the one thing I want to do is, tell everybody, seriously, go out and scoop up a copy of this.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Birth of Jaden. You can find it on Amazon.com of all places. Who would have thought?
I know, right?
I don't know, it was right there and waiting, right on Amazon.
Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You can get digital versions on Smashwords. I have print copies. I have digital versions, and I actually, if you visit my Facebook page and my blogs, I've got a few little contests going on everywhere
Cool. Well, I'll
to
actually
get.
link to that right underneath this thing so people can go.
Yeah, that'd be
You
great.
just make sure you email me those links so I can stick them up in there. And
Okay.
that way folks can simply do the whole click and go.
I know, isn't that amazing?
Indeed. So, yeah, there you go.
Makes
That's
life so much easier to have
Yeah.
to.
Yeah, linking is so cool. It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I leave everybody with, readers. Thank you for being readers, and without the readers, we wouldn't be writers. And for the writers, like I said before, just, don't let anybody get you down. Keep doing what you're doing, and keep the dream alive.
Absolutely cool. So yeah, that was Jennifer Wright with The Birth of Jaden. Click the link, grab the book, and you'll like it. It's good times indeed.